A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's most beautiful game, that is soccer.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave per Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, join us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the match that was abandoned at Bapaville Stadium, the match pitting bitter rivals Dynamos and Highlanders at PF. You know what PF is all about.
Yes, Bapaville. And instead of watching the beautiful game, the encounter turned ugly when Highlanders fans pelted match officials with missiles after a Dynamos player scored an equalizer in a seemingly offside position.
And reports say the referee signaled that Christian Epopa of Timbare was offside, but linesman Thomas Kusosa indicated that it was a goal.
The situation degenerated until match commissioner Edson Kau called off the game as Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch. Was it a goal or not? Now the PSL has summoned Highlanders to appear before its disciplinary committee to face several charges.
Now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
02-619-2077. Tanzwa sezvataurwa naGibbs achitaura kuti muridzi wenyeri akanga atayiwa shuwa mukomana anga ari offside asi akazorova namasoro nemumwe wake anove vatoti linesman zvikanzi aiwa mukomana anwisa chibodzwa chachiri genuine ndomaonera avo asi isusu nhasi hatisi pakutarisa kuti mutemo wekuti chibadzwa chakanwa here kana hachina kana kuti mutemo wenhabvu unoti toda kunyanyotarisisa kuti zvakaitwa nevatsigiri venhabvu zvinhu zvinoumba here remangwana renhabvu nekuti tinoona munzvimbo dzakawanda Gibbs munotambwa nhabvu vanhu vanonzi anwisa ari offside referee haamisi mutambo nekuti unobva wanzi mutambo waperayo timu inenge ichinyunyuta inozonyorera kumakomiti makuru kuti nyaya igadziriswe.
Now the breaking news, Jonga, is that the PSL has actually summoned Islanders to appear before a disciplinary committee.
Yes.
And there are several charges. So let's read one or two charges. You know, you can start reading by reading the first sentence.
Maybe. Yes, and the press release, Highlanders FC versus Dynamos FC abandoned the match. The Premier Soccer League has summoned Highlanders FC to appear before the PSL Disciplinary Committee following incidents of hooliganism that occurred at Bapaville Stadium on Sunday, 14 May 2017, at a Castle Lager Premier Soccer League match between Highlanders FC and Dynamos FC, resulting in the abandonment of the match.
Highlanders FC have been charged for breaching the Premier Soccer League rules and regulations in terms of Order 31 of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League rules and regulations. It is an act of misconduct on the part of the club where its supporters misbehave in any manner whatsoever, inside or outside a ground, before, during or after a match, no matter on which ground the match is played, without derogating from the generality of what constitutes misbehaviors on the part of supporters. The following are specifically declared to be acts of misbehavior. One,
invasion or attempted invasion of the field of play, save for the reasons of crowd suffered, then causing abandonment or attempting to cause the abandonment of a match, then three, throwing or attempting to throw missiles, bottled and other objects, I think they wanted to say bottles, yes, whether potentially harmful or dangerous or not onto their pitch or at any person.
And then acts of violence or attempted acts of violence against anyone at the game. So ke zulu kandaba lamhlanje ke njoba jonga khulumile sikhuluma ngakhona ukwenzakala EPF izolo bese ungani ke sokujikelwa amatshe kujikelwa imbodlela okunye ukuthi abutshwala uyabe ngenzwa kwalombane. So kodwa sikwazi ukuthi bungena njani abantu bakwazi ukuthi bangenza njani.
And the hearing gives is set to be on a Tuesday 23rd of May.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
So singazi ukuthi kuyaphumana phela ama points la 3 points. Idimbari la ukuthi inikwe ama points ayi 3 wona lawo. Islanders ilaka ukuthi bayifake isijeso esimangalisayo. Kumbe kuthiwa ibhatala imali, kumbe kube lokhu lalokhu, kube kuningi kakhulu. Ungagcina kusinda iqembu le.
Ndizozo. And Gibbs, we just want to remind our listeners and viewers that we are also trying to bring in officials from both clubs, Dynamo and Highlanders.
Yes.
But we are still attempting to get hold of them. But meanwhile, we'll go ahead and discuss this abandoned match.
Now, but before we proceed, I think we have to put the rules very clear here. Now, if anybody scores what is called an offside, according to Rule 11 of FIFA, let me read. If a person is in an advantage position, advantage ukuthi umelele ibhola uyabona umelele ibhola bese ukhahlela phakathi kungelanto ezininge ezenzakaleyo. So it says gaining an advantage by being in that position means playing a ball that rebounds or is deflected to him off the goalpost, crossbar, or an opponent having been in an offside position. Two, That rebounds and is deflected or is played to him from a deliberate serve by an opponent having been in an offside position. And finally, a player in an offside position receiving the ball from an opponent who deliberately plays the ball in brackets except from a deliberate serve is not considered to have gained offside.
Saka ndo maonera akaitwa na referee ndo daira kudaro kana kuti nevaridzi venyere vakarwana masoro vakaona kuti mutemo unotaura kuti hongu mukomana anga ari offside asi bora raazonwisa here ranga rabva kumutambi wechimwe chikwata anoye mutambi weHighlanders akanga achizama kuti anga achiclear kana kuburisa munharaunda make bora iroro ndongobva razopedzisira rasvika kune mukomana weDynamos akanwisa ndozviri kunzi nemutemo waverengwa naGibbs inini hangu handisi nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo
kuti
nguva taitamba isusu Gibbs bora wainzi anogona kurova inonzi hai ndiye shasha yebhora tatine mitemo yedu nguva iyoyo iya ma kuchinja chinja hatichaiziva saka tatinzwe kune nyanzvi zvine vateereri kuti vanozviona sei
kunjalo foit
ndizvozvo.
So okay, we've got our first guest, and our first guest is Mr. Tandazani Mgcinekhaya. Mgcinekhaya used to play for Highlanders, you know, in the early 80s, and he was one of the most prolific players at Highlanders. So Mgcinekhaya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Kifte. How are you?
No, very fine. How is South Africa?
Very chilly, it's very cold.
Yes, so you are a former player and you've been following Highlanders for a long time and you played for that team and did everything, you know, according to what you told me. So at the end of the day, Mgcinekhaya, there's this controversy that was at PF. So what do you think about the whole thing? First, was it a goal? And, you know, all those, you know the rules.
Yeah, I know the rules of the game.
So go ahead.
According to my own opinion and my own point of view, the situation in Zimbabwe concerning our football is not fair. Because most of the time, match officials, they judge people, they use dubious decisions, whereby at the end of the game, football is called a beautiful game. But at the end, it turns out to be ugly because of the match officials. According to me, I think the superiors, the ZIFA, whether it's ZIFA or PSL, who is the control of football in Zimbabwe, they must take some measures, especially against officials. Because if there's choirs like noise, which was there in Bulawayo yesterday at Papa Phil Stadium, people, they damaged property, this and that, vehicles, everything is damaged. Whereby it's a loss to our council, to whoever, even a member of the public. So this thing must be done. I don't know how they can solve it, but the match officials are a disgrace in Zimbabwe.
But my brother, despite all the loopholes or lack of knowledge or whatever favoritism that may be thrown to the referees. What the crowd did, the fans did, do you think that justifies the reason for disrupting such a beautiful game, as we call it? Soccer is a beautiful that is meant to bring together people of all races and creeds.
No. According to me, I don't quote on violence. I hate violence to the last degree. So what was done by the supporters is wrong. I'm not saying they're right. On that one, they are wrong. But the main cause of those things is match officials most of the time. Right? Those big games, they are on live, on Super Sport, Everport, South, wherever in Africa, Everport was. Some people were watching that game. But it becomes a grace. While in Zimbabwe, we call ourselves educated people. Some of us, some people, they go with their families to the stadium, but now if it turns ugly, the kids are getting injured, this and that, it's unfair, you know. With one man, we have caused a problem. I don't call it on violence. That is totally wrong, according to me. Totally, 100% wrong. Yeah, but if Zifa is going to take action against Islanders, they have to do it. And the match officials, to say that they must be suspended, or the money if Islanders charged 10,000, the match officials too must be charged again.
Yeah, what we've learned from PSL here is that they are looking at the abandonment of the match, not the action of the referee. So I hope they will come up with another hearing for the match officials. But from what we have read here, the statement we have, it has something to do with the fans forcing the abandonment of the match.
So now let's take your okay.
Can I answer you that question again?
Yes.
You know, I'm one of the people who love soccer. I eat soccer, I drink soccer, I sleep soccer. I always follow British Premier League, Spain League, even South African. Most of their big teams which I support. That thing which is happening, which happened in Zimbabwe, it has been happening for many years. And they can't solve. They only talk. They punish the only one club. Why can't they try to stop it there and there? Or they hire foreign referees if they can't do it, take action? Yeah, we'd rather look for referees made on the neighboring countries. I think it can be dead. Because it seems we are failures. We can't follow the rules of the game.
But from what Gibbs just read from the FIFA website, that if a player is in the offside position, but a defender tries to clear the ball and miscues the ball to the player who is in the offside position, it's no longer an offside because he didn't play the ball from a rebound or from his teammate. What do you say?
Yes. In football, we say the referee's decision is final. Yeah. So the referee saw that there was a mistake. He blew and pointed to the offside position. But the lineman had to stand on his ground. So, which means there was a disagreement between those two officials.
But remember, they are all referees, the four of them, including the commissioner. So, whatever they agree on will stand. The ref's decision is final.
Right. The other point, which is I want to ask you. If the people, they were pelting missiles to the linemen, why didn't they change the linemen and put the fourth official?
The law doesn't allow that because the next time the fans will disagree on who is going to be the match official or the referee, and in the end, who will referee? Because the Highlanders fans may say, we want Kandemiri to be the referee, and the Dynamo supporters will say, no, Gibbs should be the referee. And if that's left to the supporters to decide, do you think the match will be ever played?
Yeah, you know, that is a bad situation, and it's very bad for our soccer in Zimbabwe.
I know. Let's hear from...
We won't go there. You look like... most of the time, I'm in Botswana, I stay in Botswana. You go to Botswana, I used to go there to watch here and there, even on TV. You know, referees in Botswana, I've never heard even one... I'm almost 20 years going to Botswana. I've never heard that there was a game which was abandoned in Botswana. Not even a single game. And the referees in Botswana now, they go officiate the international games with more numbers than we in Zimbabwe. whereby in Zimbabwe, our game, we call it professional. We've got too many teams in the Premier League. We've got too many referees. Botswana is just an amateur, but they are far much better than me.
Yeah.
According to officials, officiating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish the authorities can have a look on that thing thoroughly. Because I was sitting with my daughter, my son, yesterday. He told me, before the game started, I wish Nkau can be removed from being the bosses for the referees. He's the one who is messing things down.
Yeah,
before
but
the game started,
but
I didn't know that Nkau is the one who posts for the referees.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to
referees or whatever.
Mamba kancane mnumzana, mamba kancane sithathe. Ngikale mbale ye one line.
Yeah,
one line. Kulozikhali undebele lapha uyabhala ukuthi ayihlohlanga ngemfanelo iDynamos. Unompembe lapho uqile kakhulu offside yi offside bese ibona sonke umuntu okhuluma lapha ikhafu kufuze ilete onompembe baphandle kwelizwe nxa kudlala iDynamos Islanders. What he's saying is, you know, it was a fair goal one, and secondly he says it was clear that it was an offside according to Sikhali Ndebele. And he says kafu should play a role in bringing in referees from outside. I know it's expensive, but that's a suggestion.
Who will pay? That's okay.
See, yeah. So
okay, let's hear from Kenneth Mutare. Magadiva Mutare. Ndirumpenyi muri kupi kwamuri kufona muri?
Muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Yeah.
Ah, titauri kuti vana vasu vangu recover sei bora iri.
Bora ratinga riri kunadzidza zvakaomarara pati chitere chakati tashamadza zvikuru. Asi chikoindi yangu hombe pairi chinonyanya kundizvadzambisa kuti marefuri anonyanya kusapota Dynamos spirit, I don't know why. Because tikada kutarisa game rakatambwa neDynamos neFC Platinum. Ndisenda yakaenda kupatira striker bora rikamiswa zvikandaisi go boy. But in Zulu, I can't see go boy. I don't know why. Not Dynamo, they got
cheap. Saka imipfungwa yenyu iri kuti zvamurida kupira kune vanenge vari mumasimba imomo kuti zvigadziriswe.
Yeah, my fans in Nongo Tijangu, Baka Kangani Sika, the final decision, every Indian final decision, but you might refuse to find out what you want to discuss at the Kanyana. Wapi ma decision ari right because nasi runs go bora mambana and best go boy. And I'm telling you, please, just a post like this, so I can tell you a boy. But I think it was really just a really correct in the city. Nice room bones that are different to us. I mean, we cannot defend it, make defender to say go bora. But in Mambana, I hate offside. I think it was really just a mere same man.
Asi imi mutemo weFIFA iwoyu number 11 munhu maiuziwa here unotaura kuti bora rakanga ra defender akada clear bora akarirova zvisizvo rikaenda kune opponent iri muoffside offside yatokanzurwa munhu haakutogowesa maizviziva here kuti zvinobvumizwa izvo
I don't know you, but it's not so confused. I think that I have to say something to me because I find it demand to a replat and I'm not going to be able to do it. But I'm not why.
You're right. I'm not going to be able to do it. But the
PSA, I'm not going to be able to do it. But I can't be able to do it.
Asika mukoma Kenneth apa tinyatsopa jekesa PSL haisi kusumudza musoro nekuti bora rarambwa kana kuti ragowayo. PSL iri kudaidza Highlanders nenyaya yemhirizhonga yakaitwa nevatsigiri vayo. Ndonyaya vari kutarisa iyo i-disciplinary hearing yemhirizhonga yakakonzeresa kumiswa kwegame. Because mutemo webhora unoitika nemuzvinyunyuto. Bora rapera mokombaira ripoti yenyu mupa kuna match commissioner. Moisa zvinyuito zvenyu kana muchisisa kuzifa kana muchika kuti match commissioner anotibira munzira kana kubvarura kana kuchinja zvatiita nyora kune nzira dzekuti muchitsena zvichemo kwete kuti ndinobva kumba nedombo kuti ha in case bora rinozotadza kufamba mushendo zokanda dombo ndo zviri kurambwa nePSL.
Ipo ndobvumira ndikandati kana mafanza kuti kana refraka zvaanenge atavatouta zvisemo zvedu kana bora richinge razopera.
Ndizvozvo maita basa mukoma Kenneth ticharamba tichi.
Sorry, can I chip in there to the previous speaker?
Quiet.
I think what was being said by my brother from Mutare, most referees, they support Dynamos. And they now they are putting it openly for anybody to see. because the game was close to the getting to be finished, the Dynamos were going to maybe they were going to score, or it was going to be a loss to them. So they tried by all means to protect Dynamos. Platinum, they call it a small team. So that's why they didn't complain. They knew they would complain. PSL will take a long time to take decision.
No, but the PSL...
So I think my brother is telling the truth today.
Yeah, but the Platinum match, was it abandoned? Because here PSL is taking action because of the abandonment of the match. Not for the fact that the guy who scored was in an offside position or not. They are saying the fact that people threw missiles, invaded the pitch, and forced the abandonment of the match.
But even in Mr. Jonga,
yes,
you can complain after that, but it will take more than 6 months until you have forgotten what had happened. But you go to England, if you are given let's say, a red card,
yeah,
there's a reviewing committee which sits down after the game or during the week.
Mm.
The review was the referee right by giving a red card or what? Was he all right by giving a yellow card or by that goal? Was it allowed?
Yeah.
If it was a wrong red card, they cancel it.
Then, yeah, and also the official may be suspended for a game or so.
Now, I've never heard since in Zimbabwe that the so-and-so was suspended or was fired, this and that.
Yeah,
in South Africa, I think there are 4 to 6, in a few, just 3 to 4 years, who have been fired.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Stay on the phone, my brother. Mukoma Kenneth, thank you so much. Chitere, rinchurongwa, tunotenda shukuru. Gibbs, unemu mtere.
Yeah, ilo mzana ke ukumbulani moyo, ukulangaleka ubulawayo. Baba moyo, wangu jani? We are baba kumbulani. Ungani phone ya ke iba njong uchu, nkumbe uchu lai lapa, angla shua. Iba njong mkando sibili. Baba kumbulani moyo, yangizo baba. Yeah, uchona njani kona ngapha? Yeah, ifoni yakho yabuya iphindi khambe. Uyangizwa ngeke nguze futhi ifoni sihambile. Wathi mbuyele ke kumgcini ikhaya. Yeah, ngcini ikhaya, nxa sesikhangela sibili ebholeni lapha. Siyabona ukuthi yeah, iIslanders abantu bangenile enkundleni beza bakwenzayo. Kodwa bangakwenza kona kuphela iqembu liyaginqa, liyathwala nzima. So umuntu ngazani kuyaphumana kunapho njengoba sibe siya ku PSL kathesi kuyaphumana.
Yeah, isigwebo sona lizajeziswa sizokuba khona. Yeah, abantu baphambanisile silo ukungena enkundleni mbu ukuthi ba force umdlalo uziyemiswa, isigwebo sizaba khona, but ngokuya kwambe ngithi ngalabo nompembe bajeziswa. Mina bengingekho emdlalweni silingikhatshana silingulinde ngamehlo abomvu ngihlezi ku TV kodwa uzowaphuma mbeso kulethe ebusuku. Kodwa obekusenzakala bengikuthola ngamafoni utathe sikwenzakala lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Yikho sithi umntana namuhla wakhuluma kwiboring akaqalisi. Wathi unkawu kuborefu laphana bayasola kakhulu. Usola ngabantu ngaza usola ngumntwana ehlethi unkawu kuborefu uyaphazamisa. Ayiso hodwa amagemisi wabukile amaningi, amanye akuthi kuphelele emoyeni nje kuphela.
Nga sikhangela ke khonapho baba mgcini ikhaya kuyakhanya ukuthi sibili amacala ankolo amaningi kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangene enkundleni bagijigijima phakathi khona ngale bezethusa onompembe labanye abantu even labadlali khona ngale kuzobuya futhi ukuthi bayenze ukuthi umdlalo uphele kungakafiki emphethelweni. Kuzobuya njalo ukuthi bebephosela nje amatshe, bephosela imbodlela, lokunye okuthiyeneyo, njalo lokuthi kube lobudlongodlongo. So ke nxa sikukhangela konke lokhu, kukhanya ngazani lapha sibili asikhuluma iqiniso, iqembu lizathwala nzima.
Uthwala nzima lizathwala nzima babadube, kodwa ke lapha sesiya ngesilungwini. Ungakhangela into ezibhala emaphepheni labo section sore, so wena uyabuyenza into eyodwa, ilicala ye. Kodwa nxa sothiwa ubulela umuntu sebekufaka ngabo section so and so, paragraph so and so, sithina sokungathi licala elikhulu. Asala abantu baphambanisile lokhu amvumelani labantu sibili, kodwa kumele labo bakhangele nxa zonke isenti lecoin ilo head lo tailor.
Hayi
njalo thingekela thina abasekeli bebhora sekeli kwenkundleni PSL futhi iyakhahla. Kumele into kumele bayinanzelele kakhulu konke ukuthi abantu kuzobe enkundleni yiba bathi lishabe sithanda umdlalo kwenzethi lathi imali ingene kumaclub ingene ku-PSL ingene la kuzifa. Iko njera mina test ngai national team idlala ngabona nyangi nje lutavela kula bhora.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibili. Ngani kunjalo ukhumbula into sebuyile?
Yeah.
Yeah baba kona phonga ikhashana mnumzana mgcini kaya. So silomzana ukhumbulani moyo kona ngale kobulawayo. Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona walitshona njani?
Hayi sithole kuhle sibili. Sizwa kuthiwa ukukhona ngale eboleni. So wena uboneni kona ngale. La uko waphosa nje okunye okuthize.
Yeah, akithi mina ngiboni leyo nje ukuthi ngesikhathi moya ithimba ukuthotha bekuleyo kuzini. Iplayer yabo i-offside ngoba ibingale kwelayini yama-defenders. So ngesikhathi ithe ihlotha uref wathatha ukuthi offside. Ngemva kwalapho ulayini mina waphakamisa sithi gobhora. Uref wazosimisa la ise sithi gobhora. Ithi isikhathi lapho kuvuke khona umsindo abalandeli be-Highlanders. Sebethinga ukuthi manje uhamba njani. Yes.
Kodwa sibe nqase silandela okubhalwe phansi iFIFA lapha kuyakhanya ukuthi sibili nxa ukuthi umuntu engani ibhola lideflectile eke wacheba phambili ngale offside position abesehlohla nxa ibhola lanivele enyaweni zomuntu weHighlander kukhanya ngazani iFIFA lapha yale ithi hayi igobhora
ithi igobhora asazi lapho
ye kungani batsho njalo sibili singazi ukuthi pho-ke njengoba iklabhu sidonselwe khona ngale ku-PSL lina akusuze kulihlaba enhliziyweni ukuthi iqembu seliyabhadaliswa imali esabisayo
ya kuyasihlaba sibili ngoba iyazi ukuthi izinkalakade zezimali okuzofanti ziholise lokhu abadlali labokhotha konke so kuthiwa kube nzima kakhulu nxakuba njalo
ye kodwa-ke nxa sesiya phambilini baba moyo khonoku ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obuba khona ungaqedwa njani wena ngumbono wakho?
Lobo mbona ngani kunzima ngendlela orefu esilabo lapha eZimbabwe. Lokho kunzima kakhulu ngoba orefu abaningi ngihambe bakhangele nxa bedlalisa imidlalo bala mathimu abo ababevele basapota. Ngoba sinakhangela ulayini mini yalo ovusisa umsindo lasithaabhani ibhosi yathi yathotha igobhora esemgezweni kodwa yena wayithika kwathi i-offside so kuyathengisa ukuthi iyabevele sehlangothini iyabe opposite team ntoko
hhayi siyakuzwa-ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke lapho khona ungadinelwa kusasa baba khumbulani moya
ngiyabonga baba
so that is Mr. Khumbulani Moyo is really concerned that the team Highlanders that is going to have some problems if it is fined you know especially heavily if the fine is very very heavy there could be problems for the club according to him and I think obviously that can have a serious negative impact.
I remember something similar happened was it 2 years ago a year or so ago when Highlanders then I think Dynamos was leading 2-1 at Baba Fields and some fans caused the abandonment of that match and the game was awarded to Dynamos.
Yeah, and previously, you know, Highlanders once played matches without any supporters. It was because of some of those issues, you know. And they used to play the matches early in the morning at 9 o'clock, you know, a.m. And it was really impactful in terms of revenues for the club and all those kind of things.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
okay, we have some... fans, they are not soccer fans.
Yeah, people are writing. Yeah,
yeah but they love soccer.
They love soccer, they are fans, maybe.
Okay, from our viewer, Shona Facebook, they sent some messages. We have Moses Zendera. Anzi, Vaka Gona, Coast Dynamos, Yeda Kubira, Ndofungaru Tsigira, Vaka Ruisa, Vaka Gona. Then Togs Mukwaze, Anzi, Wachara Tamba Vega, Kanaru Maiturabo, Iwayo, Gava Vemuligi. Vagadre yavo ine zvido zvaHighlanders chete kana vachiziva. Then we have some who sent through WhatsApp. Tina Simbisai Gwabuya Dewa. Hanzi zvakaitwa neBoso hazviratidzi hunhu. Chato vachijairira chavo. Board reZifa rinofanira kufaindisa Boso. Kuti mafans avo asiye spirit yayo. Voibvisira mapoints wopa Dimbara 3 points. Voibhana kuti itambe muground mune mafans mitongo yatopiwa then hanzina shumba huru Zifa should punish the instigators then mumwe ati zvakaitika nezuro hazvikurudzirwe asi marefuri edu ngaedze kubata mitambo zvakafanira vasingatarisi kuti matimu api ari kutamba. Takatarisa 2015 Highlanders yakagoesa a clear goal, assistant ref akati offside, kusvikira pakuti assistant ref iyeyo ambomiswa basa. Saka vatsigiri veHighlanders vanenge vachitoona kuti zviri kutoenderera mberi. Kana zvichibvira ndifonerei ndiende pamhepo, ndini Gaxman kuMarsh West. Asi havana kuisa phone number yavo. Ndo vamwe vateereri vatiinavo vanyora paWhatsApp nepaFacebook pedu. Asi tina mufundisi moyo vari kuSouth Africa. Makadi? Alo, mufundisi moyo.
Makadiko baba.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Zvatatodai kuwana imi mufundisi dzimwe nguva zvinotonhodza zvanga zvichiitika izvi.
Waregai titende Mwari chekutanga. Maita zvakanaka matifonero tiri kuno South Africa. Neniwo ndiri kuteerera bhora zvikuru. Nhau ipo ndiye kuti kuna baba former player soccer. Nhaiyo yakanaka zvikuru, but hatikurudziri kuti kana refu kana yachingaita mistake masupporters api. Tinoona maproblem akawanda kana muno muSouth Africa. Marefu anoitawo mamistakes asi vanhu vachingotanga kugwisana like Zamalek neAli Ahly inotamba musina maplayer, musina masupporters. Kuti zvoti zvakaitika pamusana peHighlanders nedynamos zvinosina kumira zvakanaka, kuita kuti zvinhu zvinozokonzeresa kuti vanokwanisa kukwanisa kufa kana zvakasiyana siyana. Saiko kupiwa kuti PSA yeZimbabwe ingaigoni kubhana masupporters eHighlanders kana kutava musina masupporters, kuti zvinhu zvakanaka. Titi Dynamos inofeziwa nemarefu nekuti Dynamos itimu yakaita samwe matimu ose. Iyo pachai inogona kutamba kazoti kana singe zvangoitika vanhu ngavagone kuziva kuti refu zvaataura ndizvo izvozvo, vongotira izvozvo kuitira vanhu vagwisane.
Asi ndofunga mufundisi moyo, muri kuwirirana zvenyu namukoma Tandazani. Vari kutsigirawo kuti not violence. That's what he has been saying. He said no, he doesn't encourage people to do that, and it's actually bad for the good game. So he's not like supportive of that.
Nokuti nhau yakafana neHighlanders neDynamos haina kutanga izvozvo, yakabvira kudhara nhau iyoyo. Bhozi nesu tiri vateveri vebhora totevera matimu akawanda, hatingati Zimbabwe haina marefuri akakwana akadana marefuri. Kuti tiona kana muno South Africa vatamba Kaizer Chiefs kana nePirates kana vanotamba Sundowns nePirates, akaona vanhu vachikanda zvinhu mugiraundi, kuti marefuri ari kuZimbabwe anogona bhora. Zvokuti kubvotswa kuti kune marefuri chete anogona bhora. Kana munyika medu marefuri arimo, ngatisagona kutaura kudaro, nokuti iyo zivo riri kugona kutaura bhora zvakanaka. Nepine kuti ngatigone kuziva tichindoona bhora, tina ndoona mabhora, tokusika toona mabhora inenge yadyiwa yadyiwa yakundwa yakuva tokugamuchira izvozvo. Nokuti pachedu hatiwani, hatina mugove umwe watinowana. Tinoda kufadza nyama yedu kuona kuitira kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka, kuti kumukira aisina yakanaka. Hakuna timu inonzi inofeziwa nemarefu, timu inotenga marefu kwauri zvakadai. Asi kuti kana refu rachingaona, refuri wakafana driver webhazi, kana achingaona problem anoridzira senaiepamusana pegameeHighlanders. Defender weHighlanders ndiye akatura bhora nobvaridzoaida kuribudisa obva amhaina. Saka tingati offside itori nhau yakamira yakanaka saizvozvo.
Asi ndombokupai mubvunzo mufundisi moyo. Ukanga uine mwana wako kuchikoro uko achidzidza kuchikoro, kwaari kugara achirohwa nevamwe vana kana nemumwe mwana ikoko achishungurudzwa achiitwa sei, mwana acho achikutaurira, iwe uchienda uchinotaurirawo vakuru vechikoro kuti mwana wangu ari kucomplainawo, ndiri kushungurudzwa pachikoro pasina chiri kugadziriswa, mubereki uchaita sei pamberi apo, tichitarisa maitiro atinomboita zvinhu muafrica medu muZimbabwe? Ani mubereki akutotakura demo kuenda kuchikoro?
Zvanikati ndine mwana enda chikoro, zvanikati ndiendese mubereki, ndizvitoreo kuti ndingagona kuchinja mwana wangu. Handigoni kundorova umwe mwana wechikoro, handina mvume yekurova mwana wechikoro. Ndingatochinja mwana wangu wechikoro ndidzira kune chimwe chechikoro, kana kuti ndodaidza mubereki wemwana uyoyo nemubereki nematishati
zvese izvo mazviedza zvaramba. Nokuti from the history iri kuratidza kuti this is not the first time this has happened. And my team, they complain kuti marefura asi kutibatira magames zvakanaka, but zvichemo zvacho hazvisi kugadziriswa. Tanzwa vakawanda vateereri vari kutotaura kuti idambudziko ragara ririmo, harisi kugadziriswa. Saka zvii zvamungakurudzira tingoti dimu tipe vamwe mukana?
Aisi nhau yemuZimbabwe chete. Kana muchiyeuka paAfcon iyaya yakatambwa Zimbabwe pachani, takabirwa pachani iyaya patatamba nelibhia narefu wemuno yaDaniel Bennett akatibira. Kana makaona Burkina Faso, pakaita Burkina Faso Taurobo akapuwa redi kadhi akazozi azvizo. Kuti aisi problem yemuZimbabwe chete, zviri mukati meAfrica yose. Tikati Zimbabwe tongaisvopodza bhora remukati menyika yekwedu, zvinhu zviri mukati menyika yose muAfrica. Kana muno musatsaa matiri tinongona zvakawanda zvisika zvizvo nepo kuti ngatigone kugadzisa panogadzirwa pogadzwa nevezifa ndovanokuva kuti vagonekwa nep s voona pasi kwete kuti vanhu isusu vanhu vakangogara nje vakagara vachiona bhora tomukira because nyaya yehighlanders nedynamos dzakabvira kudhara zvizvi zvichingorwa saka kuti kuenda nokuenda pachapisa padeoa ngatigone kuzwa because izvimwe patori neruvengo pakati pehighlanders nedynamos
hanzi ndo rivalry iripo aiwa ndizvozvo. Thank you so much mfundisi. Gibbs mfundisi saying he does not encourage fans to invade the pitch and this will cause injuries to innocent people, so he's saying this problem is not only found in Zimbabwe. This is a continental, if not international problem, because it's wherever you go people complain that referees are not handling the match the way they believe is impartial, but the end result, fans should not take the law into their own hands.
Definitely, I think lawlessness in soccer is not acceptable. So at the end of the day, if you take your kid to watch a certain game, you expect there to be some kind of safety. You expect
safety. People to,
you know, but if very it, safe and, but it happens.
Let me help impulses, you. In this case, you just give your son a small stone.
No, you can't do that. Ya so ke sesilo mnumzana ke usibonakele nyathi ukhona ngale egogwe kumbe ngumnumzana kumbe ngkosikazi kumbe ngkosazana kunjani usibonakele khona ngapha egogwe
ayaphila kakhulu njalo lana eAmerica ngkona ngapha
hayi siyaphila kakhulu ye so akutsho umdlalo lapho ngathi ngakho
kunezinto ezimbili entando ukuthi lami ngizifake njengendaba esegudini
ye phosa khona pho baba.
Into yokuqala nje ukuthi referee nguye le decision, but however i decision yaleyo must not be used to punish other people. Enye into ngeyokuthi ama supporters, of course into abayenzileyo kayilunganga because they have to be patient with the game of football because anything can happen. So referee lo linesman iba babangela ukuthi igame leyi ipostponed. So my feeling opinion on this one ngeyokuthi olubana labo abazwa ukuthi bahlale i-disciplinary hearing leyi bamela ukuthi labo bafake into perspective the idea eyokuphanisa ama-officials lawa ukuze i-presidency ibe lempumela enhle ngoba bangayela ukuthonisisa laba ama-officials umdlalo wethu uzakwala ukuhamba ukuphanjaniswa ngama-referee. I can assure you ukuthi the game was flowing very well until that incident. But ama-officials labo futhi they should understand ukuthi in football kulabantu abacontrolayo. So ukuthi ureferee la yagcine ethatha i-decision because of the pressure esuka kuma-terraces, that is uncalled for. So i-team lapha is now a scapegoat in as far as I'm concerned. Ukuthi how can you control ama-supporters enu egcwele i-Barberview Stadium? So i-team izakwehlelwa ngumthwalo ongayisiwo kodwa wona ama-referees lawo they should try and help us in this game because this is a nice game.
Hayi ubeka kahle sibili indaba yalamhlanje nyathi, sibonge kakhulu baba.
Hayi ngiyabonga lami.
Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. That is Mr. Sibonakele Nyathi in Gokwe, and he's saying that you know referees should, he knows that referees should take decisions and that decisions are final, but he says don't use that decision to actually punish other clubs, you know?
That's true.
He's got a very big point there.
That's true.
Says, at the end of the day, fans should always be patient. Very patient, but whenever, when this disciplinary committee sits, you know, they should factor in the issue of punishing even the match officials. Because he says the game could have been flowing very well, and whatever happened was because of the referee and his assistants. So he says, please, PSL, look into this issue and punish them as well.
Okay.
So maybe, according to him, this may actually set what is called a precedent. So that maybe somebody, when somebody is carrying a whistle, you shouldn't swallow it or do some other things, you know. Should do the right thing, right?
Yeah. We have also to tell our listeners and viewers that we are trying to bring onto the show former soccer player Luis Bunjira. We got in touch with him, and he was driving, so I think we'll try him later. But also, we have something that he posted on his Facebook page yesterday about the goal. Let me just read part of it. He says, lack of knowledge, dangerous. The Dynamos versus Highlanders match was abandoned after Dynamos scored an equalizing goal, which some Bosso fans believed it was offside. After watching the video of that goal, I don't see why people should say it was offside. The ball clearly came off a Bosso defender who was attempting to clear or block a shot at goal. That touch by the Bosso player put the Dynamos scorer onside, and it is a clear goal. I don't know why anyone could cry for offside. A miscue and a deflection are two different things. Even if the Dynamos player was initially in an offside position when the shot was taken, the Bosso defender's touch nullified the offside position and played the ball on the Dynamos player onside. The goal was legitimate. That is why I am saying the fans and administrators should take time to also go through the laws of the game so that they won't give out wrong messages. If we are all well-versed with the laws of the game, we won't have unfortunate incidents like today. Hooliganism is never the answer. Yesterday, I watched a blatantly wrong decision by a referee in the South African Premiership, but the fans kept their cool and the game went on. You see?
That is Mr. Alois Bunjira. He knows the game, and let's see what people are going to say about that.
Yeah, so, we can ask from Mr.
Yeah, before going to him.
Yeah.
Let me read what people are writing on Facebook. And remember that we are actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can post some messages there, or leave your number so that we can call you back. So Honorable Patron Mateko says, Timbare has been crying about these refs, and we never raised a finger. Now Timbare is back so powerful, you are making a lot of noise. You know, people write what they want. And then we've got Bonzo Squires, who says, an offside is an offside. It doesn't change, although the referee has got a final decision. But that decision can be wrong in most cases. So let's go back to Mkinikaya. Mkinikaya, looking at how things are going right now, you know, at the end of the day, we know that people are going to say a lot of things. And, you know, is this not going to kill soccer in Zimbabwe, literally?
Yeah, definitely it's killing soccer. It's killing soccer. They're taking us backwards. I think if we can check our terraces before, when guys like Matinda Ndlovu, Sheikh Mentauro, Point of when they were playing during those days, you find the stadiums were always full. But they go to the soccer stadiums today, you find most of them they are half empty or totally empty. So those are the things which are chasing away spectators most of the time. And I would like to agree with Alois Bunjira, he's a soccer expert. Yeah, some of these things they change daily, and then the officials and the players, they have to learn these laws. But even them, the referees, they must learn some of the things. It seems they are still at the backwards, most of our officials. And there's a question which I wanted to pose on your side, whether if you can advise me. There will be some policemen in the stadium. Isn't it true?
Yes. I can see. Right now, we're watching a video. They are running around, chasing some fans and all those kind of things. Yeah. So they're always there.
What I've discovered in Zimbabwe, most of the policemen there will be watching the game free of charge. But they go there to control whatever is happening, to make sure the law is followed here and there. But then they will be busy watching football. So I think that is one of the aspects which they have to look all the time. If there's such a violence, the police too must be blamed on that violence again.
So
they failed to control the crowds.
All what you are saying here, Mkinika, is that in England and other places, police, maybe security guards and police, always look at the fans, right?
And the marshals.
And the marshals, right?
For that, they are on duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're paid for that to make sure that the law is followed. There's no trouble, no what. Mm-hmm. Anybody who is causing trouble, they have to deal with it. So if the police were alert, they were going to manage to just make sure the supporters, they cool down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But only in Zimbabwe, the problem with the police, most of the time, at the end, they are the ones who are putting petrol on top of fire.
Mm.
Yeah.
We can hear you. We really can hear you. Thank you so much and stay on the line, Bob.
Yeah, because those people, they will be on duty. They are paid to be there. It's not that they just come in for free or whatever, for charity or whatever, but they are paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to control the trouble.
Okay, let's have another person on the line here. I think it's Nkosi from Botswana, right? Baba Nkosi, unganjani?
Ngiyaphila sengizonda kuRwanda.
Hayi wena usaphone phela Nkosi, kumele ufone phela everyday uthi ungene.
Mina ngihlezi ngifona, ngihlezi ngifona lapho li drop iphone yami yazi.
Hayi, I think into zabantu lezi Nkosi, into zabantu sibili.
Yeah, yeah.
Mango yasona. Yeah.
Right, uyazi ukuthi
Kids. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Uyabona ibale ithi politics.
Mm.
Ibale ithi politics line definitely lende kakhulu.
Mm.
Isoka yeZimbabwe isidamitated with politics. Ile politics le tribalism phakathi.
Mm.
Uyabona? So imethi yona le ukukhulunywa ngayo lo muntu othi yena kuyenzakala emazweni wonke ukuthi urefu bachitha. Ebutwana badla amadonki. So ngeza ke sidla amadonki eZimbabwe nxa kuthi ebutwana kudliwa amadonki. So we must not copy things that are happening. Nxa kuyikuthi kuyenzakala kwamanye amazwe then we must lead by example ukuthi sikumise khonoko kwenzakalayo. Ama-refu vele sukela kudala la kudala. That is why umsindo vele e-DF laphana wawuqala from Eco Highlanders side. Siwubanga umsindo sikijelane kube luthundu. Xa ukuthi ama-refu yibo abayenza kube lo msindo. So umuntu vele oyithapha ukhoza okumele bahlale la ephansi. Ukuthi kuze kube lo msindo it was because of the linemen. If the decision of the linemen was a fair and fire, they couldn't have been that noise ever corner. But just because of his behavior, that lineman, he was the most trouble causer. So I'm not going to say anything. So what if I'm a supporter? They're not supposed to make noise. What if you provoke them? That was provocation at the end of the day. So what if umuntu ethe wonile njengomunye umuntu uthi hayi bedakiwe utshwala bobe ngizoda wadakwa bese utshwala utshwala ka buright it's something you can't even understand what come here. It's just politics at the end of the day. That's why sizala ama charges angkona, it's a reputation of charges at the end of the day. Sele bhala izinto ezingu 5 past bhale kabili ngoba vele nxa kubele hooliganism. I-hooliganism can be anything. It can be described in so many terms. If it was hooliganism, it's hooliganism. There is no need to say another section says another offense. Ukuthi ngigela amatshe, another offense kungene ground, another offense kwenza. Hooliganism is hooliganism. It can be defined with only one word, hooliganism. Then EPSL is going to make money out of the Highlanders because they're broke, so they have seen a way of making money out of the Highlanders. Mina, I will not condemn our supporters. If anything is wrong, we must treat those refugees until to come nice, so that at the end of the day, they should know that they are there to impress us at the end of the day. They are not there just to decide on one team at each and every match. They have never ruled against the Dynamos ever since Iggy Island has been under the Dynamos. We still have a dollar when we were at school. We had those problems with the rifles by Tatama side. So they must be beaten thoroughly.
Hayi ukutshala phela kuyahlupha because ukutshala kuyahlupha mzamo. So asikubekeli nje ngendlela ukuthi pho kungalungiswa njani khonoko.
No, Dube, you know where the problem is. That is shown and develop attitude still rules.
Njalo.
It rules each and every corner of Zimbabwe. The four corners of Zimbabwe are ruled by that attitude of Shona and Ndebele, of which at the end of the day, we are being always oppressed in each and every, including in sports, where people should forget about these political issues. Then we carry them with useless, stupid rifles, we bring them to the ground. At the end of the day, we find ourselves fighting to each other. Just because of a mere stupid lineman who cannot reason. In front of all that crowd which was full in that stadium, he was not even shy to give that a silly decision. It's
it's not something that we can condone and say, no, we have to just ignore things. We are going to beat them. As long as they behave like manner, we are going to jump into the ground and beat them thoroughly.
Hi, but hi, just sikuzwile baba nkosi. Ye, kodwa ke hayi lipolice phela inhliziyo yomuntu omdala. Enqinto sizalukela ilanga eh.
It's painful.
Ngiyakubona sibili.
Soccer in Zimbabwe is going down. We have got young boys. I've got a very good son who plays very serious soccer. Uyabona? So at the end of the day, if my son sees like that, then he's heartbroken. He can't feel like a player because you'll be supported by useless linemen.
But say, from yesterday's match, even the Highlanders players were trying to cool down the tempers and encourage their fans to take their seats so that the match continues.
Remember, Jonga, when we get into the stadium, we don't use boxer tops to get into the stadium. We say we cannot spend our money to go and watch somebody doing a silly decision like that. No. We pay to get into the stadium. We use time to go there. We stop a lot of our jobs to go and watch football, which we think it will even cool down our hearts when life is tough. But at the end of the day, someone comes from another corner. He decides for more than 50,000 people who are in the stadium. That's nonsense.
10 seconds, Baba. Kata kula po 10 seconds. Nyakuniga sivi lezo kaza ku 10 seconds. Kata.
Yeah, we want to see the outcome of the PSL committee, whoever is going to preside on that case and the judgment. Then we are going to take it from there.
Ah, won ye Baba. Siyabonga.
Then they will meet.
Then you beat them up again.
Hi, bud.
They must take action against the ref.
I spoke in the coast. Spoke in the cool, Baba.
Thank you so much.
You. Yeah, I think we heard it.
Yeah, because he was also translating into English.
Yes.
Tina Mkoma Alex P. Mawewe, waruku Botswana. Magadi Mkoma Alex.
Mambo Magadi.
Tire wape nyinya, iri mdari roma inzwa, ya kuzia, izongwa za kuda kupera, tipe iti inzwa funga zi.
Na wii, ya kuzia, pani wanotora zizwa, zungo ti na wii, tayari kukodani zungo ti, wani wawiri anizeti. Nawiri papa bora marchandu wara kaita vese sakari wona tangati tiri wona mutemo wataurwa kudara kuti bora rikabva pa opposition rikaenda pa opponent rikabva ipo rikapinda mugedhi igo bora vachada umwe mutemo upi futi hakuna umwe mutemo unouya kudzoko iwoyo mutemo isi vamwe tinofarira bora tinoriona bora zuva nezuva tinoona bora saka apa hapana chavari kutaura apa bora rakagowa chete 3 points ngadzinde kuti mbari
saka dzimwe nguva vamwe vari kuti refura akanga ati haisi go tomboti refura anogona kunga anga asingatoziviwo mutemo zvakanaka kupfuura linesman handiti nokuti linesman ndiye ari kuti aiwa FIFA inoti kana bhora rarohwa nemumwe hakusiko ndo zvaari kutaura aiwa tikufunga ndo zvaari kuteedzera mutemo wataona muFIFA law number 11 wekuti bhora rakabva kudefenda richienda kune striker iri offside haachisiri offside inenge yatokanzurwa ipapo asi dai kuti bhora rakarova defender akazvimirira asinei nekuatempta kuclear kana kuti rarova bango radzoka muplay munhu anenge ari offside but the fact yekuti defender weHighlanders akaedza kuda kuclear bhora iroro rikaenda kuplayer yeDynamos yanga ari muoffside ehe ndo pari kunzi nemutemo weFIFA kana tanyatsonzwisawo kuverenga kwataita kuti aiwa panenge pasina offside saka imii mune ramangwana zvii zvamungakurudzira munyaya dzemhirizhonga idzi
aiwa nhau dzemhirizhonga baba hadzina kunaka nekuti munoona kubhora kugraund kuya kuya tinoenda nevana tinoenda neani nevana vaduku vasingagoni self defense mhirizhonga ikatanga isinge takushaya pokupinda manje saka mhirizhonga iyi ndaichikurudzira kuti dai zvaa zvichibvira ka hameno kuti vaikwanisa kuisa fosi yakaita sei yesecurity kuti mhirizhonga isaite ende maholiganzi shuwa ngaaoneke makamera ngaashandisiwe aone kunzi vatanga mhirizhonga ndivana nethen votorwa vaimiswa kumutemo vanhu havazombosi vakaita kuti mhirizhonga
thank you so much Mukoma ndinoimba kuti vari kunzwa vanenge vachizogadzira mitemo iyoyi nekuiwandudza nekuichengetedza
No, that ain't I'm going to
bong. Thank you so much. Gibbs, his main emphasis is not hooliganism. He said that teams and whoever is in authority like PSL and ZIFA, they should take stern action against hooligans. But I think teams have marshals.
At one time, if I may recall,
Caps United fined one of its supporters. Yeah, I think he did something wrong or bad in the stadium. Mm. The team, yeah, they banned him a match or two and then they fined him.
Mm-hmm.
So which means the marshals
can
do.
Can I chip in there?
Yes, yeah, you can, man.
Yeah.
I would like to disagree with the previous caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's saying PSL must give Dynamos 3 points, what is the cause of the that all those what happened? It was the lineman. So which means he's saying that the lineman was all right.
That's what he's saying.
He will be celebrating that I did the right thing, the lineman.
He's saying the linesman followed the FIFA rule number 11 that says if the ball was played from a defender to a player who was in offside position.
If I was the one who was going to rule on that game, the score, I'll just leave it 1-1 as it is, or I'll just call a replay.
And then
because the ref, which means the ref and the lineman at the end, they'll be involved in that thing. They've won their, if they crash or whatever, they've won their case.
And if
that's fair enough.
And if there's a replay,
I don't mind. If they even whatever, but if they give 3 points to Dynamos, which means the lineman and the ref, they've won their case.
No, their because game. From, well, we have to wait for any disciplinary measures or a hearing on the referee's part. But here, PSL said it is going to summon Highlanders because of crowd violence or crowd hooliganism. But we just...
That summons on its own is already a charge.
Yes, but not that they will say the referee was right or not. I think there's a committee that overlooks referees' performances too. So we have to hear from them. But as of now, I think Gibbs, you can...
Uthi ngeke ngizwe ukuthi abantu bathini uShepard Mabuza uthi iqiniso laphana ukuthi iphoso bayijwayele kabi ngoba lwalo muntu epopa kade offside bamekele nje kodwa iqiniso vele ukuthi ikakhulu abantu laba bazijayela so asibona ngazani akumelanga bakwenze bese kubuya ke uNkiwane uthi okusegcekene ukuthi umdlalo lwana umiswe isikhathi singakapheli ngoba iDimbare ihlohle ibhola kade lingavunyelwayo so ke uphinde wethi uNkiwane siyacela ukuthi iHighlanders ingajeswa kakhulu is appealing for you know a lesser kind of
punishment.
That's right.
Bananzi Silva Mkoma Felix Hanzi vanyora ku WhatsApp yedu Hanzi zvinonyadzisa kurwira bhora mareferees vanofanira kuziva kukosha kwemutambo uyu havafanira kukonzeresa. He's blaming it on the referees.
Yes, and then we got Gumeten Dodana who says what the fans did was wrong. However, all this is a build-up of anger due to the unfair treatment that Islanders get in football decisions. What we should understand is that most of these issues are... I think it got cut off there. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me see what I can do. I can salvage it, yes. What we should understand is that most of these issues are tribal, unfortunately. Football shouldn't be based on tribal issues, however, as it is, because people are people and they should always interact and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then Sakile Liline says, hashtag asfunubumbulutin. So, now, let me get back to you, Mr. Mqinikhaya. So, far as you see all this happening in Zimbabwe, obviously, you heard some people talking about tribal issues and all those kind of things. Nkosi mentioned that. I've read Kumete's message, which says the same thing. But is it really a question of these tribal conflicts or somebody made a mistake?
All those things, they go parallel. Yeah, politics, tribal, they just go parallel. And now when it comes to the ref, on my side, I don't trust the Zimbabwean refs. And it's not the first time. Every season, in and out, most games I watch them. But they always do that.
Thank you, Mr. Mtrika. Time is out, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Siyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sesiphele, Mtrika. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Tandazani Mtrika. He was there all the time.
All the time.
And
thank
he's a
you.
Former Highlanders player.
So he was speaking as a Highlanders player?
No, he was speaking as a soccer kind of commentator. Now, you know, he loves soccer. He says he dreams, swims, and does everything soccer.
That's good.
So this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kande mire chitaiwa zvirongwa zvestudio 7 zviripo. Rambam chititeira, tinotenda zvikuru, mara zvakanaka.